In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, schools were closed with little warning. So over the past few months, school districts, parents, and students have been learning on the fly how to do remote learning in a state where internet service can be spotty or not available at all. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisbin visited one district in Newfane to find out how it's going, and he has this report.
Good morning, everyone. We'll hold off a couple minutes as more peers enter our classroom, okay? We'll wait a couple more minutes.
The classroom this morning for third grader McKinley Bertram is in her playroom in Newfane, where she's staring into a laptop that's propped up on the floor. It's McKinley's turn for show and tell this morning, and she's surrounded by a group of Lego buildings, which she worked on this past weekend for her presentation today. But today's meeting is getting off to a bit of a rocky start. It's hard to hear, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's better, but sometimes it's also like this. Sometimes it's worse, though.
So we're having some serious audio difficulties here.
Just like everybody else in Vermont, McKinley's life has been turned upside down by the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a lot of routine in being a third grader, in getting out the door in the morning, in seeing your best buddies every day, and in working your way through the math and literacy lessons your teacher puts together for you and your classmates. McKinley says even though it's kind of nice to do the schoolwork on her own schedule and spend extra time outside in her yard, it's just not the same.
I miss being with my friends and learning together with everybody and being able to play at recess with them.
McKinley has a brother and sister who are also at Newbrook Elementary. And so that means her mother, Lindsay Bertram, has a lot to juggle since her three kids started remote learning from home.
And so my kindergartner does videos that he gets every day. McKinley has Zoom meetings on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Friday is her small group day. And then my fourth grader alternates between Zoom or Google Hangout meetings because they've had a lot of connectivity issues with kids. And some kids have a better connection with one versus the other.
Bertram is a stay-at-home mom. She has time to help her kids through this, and she says it's been nice having them home and feeling like she has more of a stake in their education.
It's fun and crazy. I feel like it's sort of in between all of the things. So we're not really homeschooling right now, and we're also not really doing an actual, like, public school, right? So it's a very in-between world right now.
This in-between world with the schools closed has been going on for about 8 weeks now. There was a mad scramble at first to find out which families had internet service and how to get computers to kids that didn't have them. Teachers had to do some quick learning themselves on which online platforms they wanted to use. Now they've shifted into their new reality and are introducing concepts to their classes and figuring out how to assess their students. Heather Boucher is Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Education, and she said families and school districts are still figuring it all out.
It certainly has not been what I would consider, or anyone would consider, an easy transition to remote learning. We were forced to make some really quick decisions. And that's not usually the way we have done things as a state. Usually we're a little bit more thoughtful and planful and also engaging, I would say, in terms of stakeholder feedback. We just didn't have a lot of time for some of that in the earlier parts of this COVID-19 event.
The state doesn't want students sitting in front of their screens all day, and officials are encouraging districts to reach out to families in other ways when it's possible. In the Newbrook Elementary School Supervisory Union, the support staff has been packaging up paper bags with workbooks and learning materials and giving them out at one of the school lunch drop-off spots. Danielle Crabtree is usually inside the classrooms, working with students who need a little extra support. She said some parents feel like the online learning has been too much, while others say there's not enough academic instruction going on. So the learning package, she says, are one more way to try to reach out to families who are struggling through this imperfect situation.
There's a balance. There's always a balance to it, right? You can only work at that so long on a screen. So if they need something for the hands-on learning part, or they need, you know, a different way of seeing what the teacher's learning, then that's what we're doing here. We're providing these kits so that there's just another way that we're supporting a family, our families, right? We're just making sure that they're okay at this point.
Heather Sperling is the third grade teacher at Newbrook Elementary School and the one who struggled with the broadband service for McKinley, the girl with the Legos we met earlier. Sperling is not tech savvy, and she says it took a little time for her to figure out how she wanted to reach her students during the pandemic. She learned quickly that it's important not to overwhelm her kids and their families and herself with too much screen time. This is not an ordinary year. Her kids will not get the same education they would have in the classroom. And so she's mainly working to make sure the students have some kind of structure and routine during the school days.
That's the biggest thing right now, is that we're staying connected with our families and students, and that everybody's health and well-being is at the forefront here.
Even with glitchy internet, you still
even with the glitchy internet, no audio, everybody's frozen on the screen. Yeah, just trying to do our best.
Sperling hopes there will be a class picnic or real get-together at some point to bring closure to this very strange and challenging school year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Newfane.